Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Fourth Ruby, Section 13, Book 2, by James R. Hannibal, read by Jacques Roy. To all those with the secret worth keeping, may it remain forever unspoken and lead you to adventures untold. Chapter 1. Night had fallen on London's Baker Street. The orange glow of the street lamps reflected off pavement that seemed perpetually wet. A good number of pedestrians still walked the sidewalks, mostly heading home from the cafes. Tea time had barely passed, and in London, tea was more than just hot drinks. A little south of Regent's Park and a little north of the Baker Street tube station, near 221B, one particular pedestrian opened his palm and let an etched gold cube drop to the ground. He kept on walking. No one shouted after the man to tell him he had dropped something. No one noticed at all. The cube clinked and clacked like a metal die, only not quite the same, thanks to tiny gems at each of the eight corners. It paused once, balancing on a single jewel for an unnatural space of time, then rolled on for another meter or so before coming to a complete stop. There it sat in the grime, glittering and anonymous, as a group of 20-somethings strolled by. Their scarves and their laughing faces were reflected in a darkened shop window amid lettering that read, Lost Property Office. Once the laughing pedestrians were safely past, the cube shook and bobbled. Its sides split open, unfolding into eight spindly legs, each crowned with one of the tiny gems. The spider pushed itself up. It lifted a bulbous glass abdomen filled with sickly green syrup and then skittered across the pavement.